There were nearly 2,000 musical acts scheduled to perform at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas this year. Madison McFerrin was one of those acts scheduled to play. She's a singer-songwriter from Brooklyn, New York, and if her name sounds familiar, it's because she's the daughter of music legend Bobby McFerrin. Well, since Madison won't be playing at South by Southwest, we thought we'd have her here, albeit remotely. Madison McFerrin, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you're at home now, and you've had to cancel most of your live events. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just trying to adjust to the new normal of things. Because, you know, everything's postponed for the time being, but nobody really knows till when or how long. And being a musician, live shows are how you make the majority of your income. So now it's time to regroup and rework how we're going to do that for the next couple months.
You made your debut at South by Southwest in 2018. It's where a lot of national critics heard your sound for the first time. How important is South by Southwest for you and artists like you who are just starting out?
It's an incredibly important festival. I mean, there are so many people there who you network with, who you get to work with. So it's an incredibly important festival, especially as an independent musician, to be able to have the kind of outreach that really help jumpstart your career in many ways. So to have such an important festival not happen this year is really telling as to the severity of what we're facing.
Your first hit was called No Time to Lose, and Questlove actually called your first album Soul Capella. Let's take a listen.
You didn't want it before, so why are you here waiting? I don't understand why you think I am contemplating on ways for you to love again. Everything that you're missing, saying a premonition, got you a change in your mind. Boy, stop your reminiscing, cause I won't play the fool again.
Soul Capella, I mean, that's a really cool description.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. I stole it from him afterwards.
You did? Now you say it, yeah. We know your dad, Bobby McFerrin, as a talented unaccompanied artist. I can only assume that he has had a huge influence on your music, but what inspired you to make your debut album, Finding Foundation Volume 1, an a cappella album?
I really just did it out of necessity. It was not something that I was intending to do. I had this loop pedal, and I was messing around with it, and I used to play my solo shows with the loop pedal and also with a synthesizer. And when I started getting some more shows that called for a shorter set time, I had noticed that people were really attracted to these a cappella songs that I was putting out. But I mean, it's really just the case that I hear harmony in my head better than I can play it on an instrument. So I was like, let me just that for the time being. I would imagine that being at several Bobby McFerrin concerts throughout my life has influence that in some way.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, you also have a famous grandfather, Robert McFerrin Sr., who was the first Black man to sing in the Metropolitan Opera. I can only imagine how much music is infused in your day-to-day life and your life growing up. Has that put a lot of pressure on you, though, or is it just part of a big family that loves to sing and pursue music seriously?
It's a bit of both. It's definitely started out just as, you know, this is what we do as a family. And, you know, my dad's singing in the house all the time and we listen to music all the time. And then it wasn't really until I went to college at Berklee College of Music. Up until that point, you know, it's easy to take for granted the fact that you have a musical genius in your household. And so then all of a sudden I began listening to my father's music really from a musician's perspective and not just as his daughter. And it really opened my eyes and my ears to the brilliance of what he does and made me incredibly grateful to have someone like him in my life.
On your newest EP, You and I, you actually recorded one of the songs while playing your dad's baby grand piano. It's called Know You Better. Let's take a listen.
Tables are turning, must be the speed. Scribe me, over-observing, under your light.
What a beautiful tonal quality you have. Tell me a little bit more about this song.
I really started doing a cappella stuff live because I was too nervous to play piano and sing in a live setting, just because I haven't been as confident in my piano playing abilities. And so it was just kind of a reaffirming, like, hey, I actually can do this. And I also don't need to just do the acapella thing. I also don't need to have a bunch of production around me. Like, I can just do this like this. I can, and it's also a live take. That was just, you know, one take all the way through with me playing the piano and singing at the same time. So I was like, hey, if you ever had any doubts that I can sing, here you go.
One of your songs is a little bit of a departure. It's called Try. Let's listen. But no sacrifice comes without mistakes, and we could fly. What's driving this new sound? Is it an evolution? Is it an experiment? Tell me more about it.
It actually stems from an argument that my boyfriend and I got into, and he wrote Try in capital letters on a piece of paper and slammed it down and then walked out of our apartment. And when I was writing the song, I actually wrote it in my dad's studio, and I was thinking about, you know, this concept of really trying to push yourself and try and be your best self, and I just kept saying try over and over, and like that argument kept coming back to me, and so I decided to title it that. And you know, I struggle with my own issues of insecurities and anxieties that seem to be so popular in this day and age, and just wanted everybody else to know that they're not alone in that, and if we just, you know, put our best foot forward, we can actually get through these things, including COVID-19.
I know. It's really part of the human condition, right? Is like we get back up and we try each day. Each day we try to attain and get to that level that we're trying to get to of whatever perfection looks like for us or being better looks like for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think all of us are really trying to figure out how we're going to shift in this day and age. But, you know, I think this is going to be a real test to us as a society as to how we can stay together, stay connected, and not just let this social distancing distance us, you know, forever. Just because we can't be in the same place doesn't mean that we can't still share music. It doesn't mean that we can't still, you know, spread joy, and, you know, just be together in this collective community.
That's singer, songwriter, Madison McFerrin. Madison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And stay safe out there.
You're listening to Here and Now. Cause your love's got me going in. You know you belong in my bed. I can't get you off of me.